Curry's ready with his payoff offering. It's on the way. Swing and a miss. He went with a high heat, and Oda nearly flew out of his shoes. Strikeout number one for number one in 2019. And welcome back inside the home radio booth here at Russ Chandler Stadium, joined by our player of the game in Georgia Tech's 6-3 win over the Illinois-Chicago Flames. The man with a W next to his name, Xavion Curry, who goes five innings, gives up just two runs on five hits, no walks, and nine strikeouts here on opening day. And Zay joining us now. 2 years ago, we sat here in the same room, opening day as a freshman. Your heart was clearly pounding that day. You got the win. I imagine it was still pounding some today, but you're just a little more comfortable with the pound. Is that fair?
Yeah, I would say today's pound was just more of I was ready to get the season kicked off with my teammates. That's really what the pound was today.
Well, bring me through that first inning, because you were throwing lightning bolts out there, and nobody could touch them. 1-2-3, strikeout swinging. You had the slider working, the fastball. Well, how are you feeling that first
inning? The first inning, I mean, just the team, we came out with just tremendous energy. I could just kind of feel the energy from the dugout, and, you know, I kind of wanted to get the season started off right, you know, get it start off on a good note, and I was just kind of out there just, you know, just throwing, just in the moment right then.
One difference for this season for you is going to be the guy you're throwing to, Joey Bart, off to pro baseball. What did you make of Kyle McCann today, and what's it been like working with him?
I used to throw to Kyle when we played summer ball, actually before we came to Tech, so I'm kind of used to Kyle being back there. But today, I mean, I feel like Kyle did a tremendous job. He caught really well. You know, I threw some balls in the dirt. He blocked them. I feel like he was framing pitches really well. So I was impressed.
We had three home runs in the third inning.
Yeah.
And speaking of being impressed, I want you to rank those three home runs by what you were most impressed by. Okay.
See,
we've got now, let's for those who missed it, we had Kyle McCann off the batter's eye.
Okay.
We had Chase Murray going opposite field.
Okay.
And you had Oscar going opposite field, but his was more of a moonshot.
Yeah.
So give me your ranking right here. What do we got?
You know, it might Kyle's is obviously first.
straight away center.
Yeah,
okay.
No. Yeah, Kyle's is first. Yeah, that was a tank. And we had Chase and then Oscar.
Mm-hmm. Both opposite field.
They were both. I'm just going to have to rank them in how they came, cuz okay, they were out, but All three of them, I was fired
okay,
up.
So
I was in the dugout fired up. I was so happy for those guys. Just
so we'll go chronological order.
Yeah,
that sounds like a plan.
But well, if I really had to give them all a rating, I'm giving them all a 10.
All right, I got you. All right, okay. Very, very diplomatic of you,
yeah.
Say. Very, very well done. Well, let's talk big picture for you, man. I mean, how much have you grown as a pitcher since 2 years ago, opening day start, to now this your third opening day and your third opening day win?
I would say kind of as I came in as a freshman, I wasn't really a pitcher. I was just a thrower. I was kind of a guy who just, you know, I had some of the stuff, but I didn't really have the pitching mechanics or the pitching mindset. And I would say, as I've been here and I've, you know, been in so many different situations pitching on Fridays, I feel like I've just really grown to kind of learn. You know, I got this hitter out on this last time, and I've kind of really grown to learn that, like, the emphasis of actually, like, hitting spots when pitching against D1 teams. Because, honestly, you make a mistake, and everybody in D1 baseball can hit.
Well, and for you, starting as a freshman, you were always kind of one of the key arms on this staff, but not only being one of the key arms, but one of the most experienced arms. How do you view your role along with Connor Thomas as sort of leading this pitching staff, which looks like it could be awfully good?
You know, the way we kind of, you know, see, first you want to, like, lead by example, but, you know, also if we see, you know, like any underclassmen pitchers kind of struggling, you know, we can kind of tell them, like, look, we've been through all the situations. You've been through the great outings, we've been through the rough outings, we've just been through the outings where we're just getting by. So honestly, we're just here for like a helping hand, and just to give them advice on, you know, anything they need.
Yeah, and I think it's safe to say they can always count on Xavion Curry for a smile as well.
Oh, yeah, always.
So let me ask you this: doubleheader tomorrow. How many bags of Skittles are you planning on consuming?
Let's see. Hugh actually gave me like a variety pack of Skittles.
Hugh Chapman?
Yeah, like a week ago.
Okay.
And I think I have like four left, so we'll see. They might. They're going to all be gone. I can say that. We're going to be here for a while.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, it's going to be a 12 o'clock and a 6 o'clock game. Xavion Curry, our player of the game. Well, Zay, here's to many more Friday night conversations up here in the radio booth after wins. And enjoy a doubleheader Saturday with all the colors of the rainbow.
Thank you.
Sounds good. All right, Xavion Curry, our player of the game, an old pro at this and an old pro on the field.